process as it was put in place.
Would you care to elaborate on that, Jay, as to in what way it does protect the permitting process?
There was testimony from the timber industry and the House Resources Committee. They supported DNR as lead agency. One of the representatives pointed out that he felt DNR were honest people concerned and they were doing an adequate job on permitting. And the fellow from the timber industry agreed. Then the representative said that he felt that since his time down here, he felt that most agencies have people who are concerned about their jobs and doing a good job. And for that reason, he was going to propose the idea of AFMG's lead agency. At that point, the person from the timber industry squealed and didn't want AFMG as lead agency. And the representative's point was, some people are not necessarily, well, I'd say suspicious of one agency. Some people are suspicious of another agency. For that reason, we support the governor's office, OMB, whose job was not to be an advocate for or against, but just to facilitate different concerns of different agencies. And I believe in Washington they have a lead agency concept, and there's some House research work that's been done. People in House research called that agency, and they said that it definitely hurt their relations with other agencies because they have that authority essentially over other agencies. And I don't feel like I'm giving this intuition either.
Thank you very much, Jay. Are there questions of Mr. Nelson? Thank you.
Thank you.
Jerry McCutcheon.
I think that we were standing on the position of OMB They already have the structure there to handle the process. If we see it going to DNR or someone else, we're concerned that we will not see a structure there that can handle that problem. And so we're going to be bringing people on, trying to organize something. And we're very concerned about time delays and trying to improve the structure within such a
Thank you very much, Mr. Harris. Other questions, members of the committee? Is there anyone else who failed to, or who not failed to call upon who was registered? Oh. Excuse me, it is written here strong and clear. Mitch from Alaska League of Women Voters.
Chairman, my name is Robert Mitch. I'm here today representing the Alaska League of Women Voters. And, I believe they have provided me with a copy of a letter from Mary Beth today. And I would like to read that in the record at this time. The League of Women Voters of Alaska has followed the issue of the process and the permits for several legislative sessions. We do not have a particular interest in the outcome of those permits, but we do have a great interest in the process of granting the permits. We believe that the public interest in our air, water, and land resources must be protected, and the public must be adequate and adequate and appropriate opportunities to participate in the process. The League of Women Voters of Alaska opposes Senate Bill 219. There has been no outpouring of public demand for this type of legislation. In addition, we do not believe that rigid schedules should be established by statute. We believe that any perceived problems with the permitting process have been and will continue to be corrected administratively. Administrative changes rather than statutory changes provide the necessary flexibility for a variety of permits while providing for efficient processing. We do have some specific complaints about this bill. The time limits are likely to limit public participation in state prepared decisions. It is likely to limit local government and state agency participation as well. The rigid schedule outlined in the bill allows no flexibility for unusually complex permits that may take longer than the designated time schedules. The lack of flexibility, as well as the automatic approval section, which provides that approval is granted if the agency fails to make a decision within the specified period of time, likely to result in costly and time-consuming litigation. This will have an effect opposite to that which is intended. This bill is both unnecessary and unwise. There is no compelling need at this time to make a statutory change in the permitting process. This bill would have the effect opposite to the legitimate public interest in the process. We believe that other avenues of reform are more appropriate or necessary.
Don't go away. Okay, well, sir, I think the League of Women Voters is full of prunes, and I'll tell the president when I see you.
if I may speak for myself for a brief moment, from my own experience, I served approximately 6 years in the Local Planning Commission, where we had to interact with the state agencies. If they were under a 60-day time permit, it would be extremely difficult for the Local Planning Commission to respond in a manner that would be effective in allowing the agency to make a reasoned judgment based on local input. There's just the mails take a week each way, and if you have to schedule a public hearing at the local level, you're looking for a period somewhere between some of you have received the item on Friday and we had a planning commission meeting on a Tuesday. You are looking at least another 2 weeks before the commission can get together and hold a public hearing. So the 60 days runs pretty rapidly. I believe there is a real need to make the public aware of what is going on in state government to protect the resources that belong to the entire people in the state.
Thank you, Senator Zeger.
There's a statement here which I think is a misstatement, sir. And that is, there has been no outpouring of public demand for this type of legislation. It's obvious looking around this room that there are a great many members of the public who are very interested in the passage of legislation of this type. And if you construe this letter the way that I think you intend me to construe it, the League is saying, we like the system as it exists. For heaven's sake, don't change it.
I think what they're suggesting, sir, that the managing chairman, that the process should, is one that should be handled administratively rather than statutorily. If there is a problem, I suggest to the committee that the problem existed in the management of state government, and a commissioner or a director who does not have control on the length of time that his people are taking the process that those permits is not in control of his agency. And I think the complaints and the action should be taken up directly with the agency involved. And
that didn't work for 4 years.
Well, maybe you haven't had anybody who's willing to fire anybody for 4 years. I hope from the standpoint of somebody who operates in private business as I do, we find that if somebody doesn't work, you can. And I would suggest the state government could follow the same example.
Relax, went to court.
Are there further questions, members of the committee? Thank you very much, Mr. Mitch. Is there anyone else that I've missed? Mr. Kibble.
Madam Chair, members, my name is Wally Kimberly. I represent Louisiana Pacific. My clients have not had opportunity to see your proposed committee substitute, now a committee substitute. I'd like to endorse this legislation as it is. My fear is what's going to happen the last 4 or 5 years going to happen this year. With all the proposed amendments and recommended changes, we're going to end up this session with no bill at all. I'd much rather personally, and say I can't speak for my clients, just I see legislation on the books. As Senator Ziegler said, I didn't bring the horror story that's primitive. 3 years after going for permits, and still end up without the final permit. So I'm very pleased to hear the current administration stand on the industry and help the progress in the state. The House side, I think House Bill 14 is a judiciary, still has to go to finance. And I believe your bill, 219, goes near to finance. In the 4 months of the session, considering all the amendments and the recommended changes and more hearings, we'll end up this session without any legislation at all. I'd just like to see something on the books and recommend what you have in front of you.
Thank you, Mr. Kibley. Are there questions or comments from members of the committee? Thank you very much. Anyone else that I've missed? Those of you who have already turned in your proposed amendments, are those of you as you're in your deliberations this weekend, who look at the committee substitute and see suggested changes, would you please contact Mr. Palmer, my staff, and we'll be working on markup if you have people, but I just didn't help you with it. Anything else come before the committee? Committee's adjourned.